Let me begin today's lesson by saying God wants you to be saved. In fact, God wants all people to be saved. John 3:16 tells us that God loves us and wants us to be saved so badly that He gave the world His only begotten Son. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4 that God would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, the Apostle Peter states that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So the Father in heaven does truly want all men to be saved. And there's certainly no lack in the power of Christ, Jesus, to save sinners. Hebrews 7 and verse 25 tells us, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him." But in spite of the desire of God that we be saved, the sacrifice of Christ for our sins and his ability to save, some people cannot be saved. Now I think I hear some gasping for breath at such a statement. There are specific reasons for the statement that I just made. It's not because God doesn't love them and want them to be saved, for we have already proved otherwise. The fact that some people cannot be saved is man's fault, not God's. He's provided salvation for everyone in Christ, but He forces it upon no one. Now let's see who cannot be saved and the reasons why. First of all, those who do not desire salvation. If a person has no interest in the spiritual blessing God is offering to all of us, he cannot be saved. And some do not. The Lord Jesus taught in a parable recorded in Matthew 21:33-41, of servants who had no appreciation for the blessings the Master provided.